We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
Well, it will be Mount Holmes ball to start this second quarter as they trail West Memphis by a score of 12-7. Both teams still getting their last second instructions from their coaches. And they're using up all the time allotted. And officials blowing their whistle, telling them, hey, we need you out on the floor. West Memphis is coming out on the floor. Now Mountain Home will join them. They're going to have to hurry, though, because with official may be putting the ball on the floor before too long and start counting. All right, so here we go. They finally come out on the floor. Amelia Rucker will treat the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into Aston Yates. We're back underway. Yates across the timeline. Yates drills to the right side. Takes a screen from Wilbert. Goes down into lane. Has the ball knocked away. And now a foul's going to be called. It looks like a reach-in foul on the Lady Blue Devils as we are 16 seconds into the second quarter. Harmony Buckingham picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Lady Blue Devils here in the first half. Lauren Waymeyer checks back in, replacing A. Norcross. And for Mountain Home, Amelia Rucker is going to come out of the game as she'll be replaced by Kay Jackson. Jackson will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Gilbert in the right corner. Gilbert's going to drill toward the low block. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Wilbert gets the offense rebound. She goes back up with it off the glass. No good. Another offense rebound for Gilbert. She goes back up with it. She can't get that to go. And this time the rebound comes to West Memphis. Had some looks, just couldn't get him to fall. And West Memphis comes up with the ball. Ball goes over on the left side. Down on low block to Inman. She's going to go down to lane. She's going to be called for the charge. Tarek Inman picks up her first personal foul. That's the 16th foul against West Memphis and their third turnover of the night. 7:21 left in this first half. Mountain Home gets the ball back, trailing by 5. 12-7 is our score. Yates will walk the ball into the front court for Mountain Home. She drills between the circles. Throws over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Kay Gilbert with 5 points on the night, and it's back to a two-point game. 12-10, West Memphis leading in as we are a little over a minute into the second quarter. Tucker drills to the right side, throws it over on the left now to Price. Price will dribble up to the top. Now she is going to give to Inman. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound will be knocked down. Oh, my goodness. Gilbert tried to save it in. She threw it to Waymeyer, who was on the floor, couldn't even look. And that's just unfortunate. So West Memphis will keep possession with 6:42 left to play in the first half as the ball goes out of bounds. Believe it will be Price inbounding the ball. Ball goes to Inman at the free throw line. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Terica Inman with 4 points. Back to a two-possession game. 14-10 West Memphis up with 6.5 minutes left of the first half. Yates dribbles into the front court, goes over to the right side, throws up top to Gilbert. Gilbert will drill to the right, finds Yates in the corner. Yates is going to drill into the paint. He's going to go in for the layup, off the glass, no good, but draws contact. And she'll head to the free throw line with 6:17 left in the half. Harmony Buckingham picks up her second personal foul. That is the 7th team foul. So Mountain Home is in the bonus, but this is going to be 2 shots regardless. Aston Yates at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First one is up and in. So it's back to a one-possession game now. Buckingham will take a seat as she's replaced by Anaya Burnett. And for Mountain Home, Annie Norcross comes back in as Emma Wilbur will head to the bench. So one more free throw for Yates. Second shot is up, and she gets both. She now has 7 points. 14-12, West Memphis up. Tucker into the front court, throws over on the left side to Inman. Ball goes up top to Price. Over to Tucker on the right side. Her pass on low block will go to Burnett. She goes in for the layup. Good. Well, Yates trying to go for the steal just a little late. The Nia Burnett with 4 points on the night. And now a foul's going to be called on West Memphis back the other way. And it looks like Aston Yates go back to the free throw line this time for a 1-1 opportunity. Nia Price picks up her third personal foul, team foul number 8. And Price is going to come out of the game as Buckingham will check right back in. So Aston Yates at the line where she's so far 2 of 2 with 7 points. First free throw is up and in. So she does earn the bonus. And it's back to a one possession game with that first one. Second shot for Yates is up, and she gets both. 9 points on the night for Aston Yates. 16-14, West Memphis up, less than 6 minutes left to the half. Tucker into the front court, throws over on the right side to Inman. Inman will give it over on the left side to Buckingham, down the corner to Tucker. Tucker's going to look to make a move to the lane. Now kicks out to Buckingham. She's going to try for the three near the top. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Norcross. And Mount Tom has a chance to either tie or take the lead with this possession. Here's Bill Gilbert quickly back the other way. She's going to be fouled well before the shot. And it's going to be a one more 1-1 for Mountain Home. This will be the last 1-1 of the half for the Lady Bombers. As that is the 19th foul. And that is the Harmony Buckingham's third personal foul. So she'll come out of the game and be replaced by a junior, Janisha Clark. So Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 5 points so far this evening. First shot is up. It bounces around. Will not go. She missed the front end. Rebound comes to Norcross. Gives it to Gilbert at the elbow. Her jumper will not go. And this time the rebound comes to West Memphis. Man, that's just unfortunate. Back the other way. Tucker's going into the lane. She's going to be called for the offensive foul. Janiyah Tucker with her second personal foul. That is the 10th team foul against the Lady Blue Devils. Puts Mount Home in the double bonus, but you don't shoot free throws on charges. That is the fourth turnover against the Lady Blue Devils tonight. 5:13 left to play in the half as Mount Home has another chance to either tie or take the lead on this possession. Yates into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She'll dribble between the circles. Goes over to the right side now. Now gives it there to Gilbert on the wing. Now to Yates in the corner. Yates trying to figure out where to go with it. Now she'll give it back to Gilbert. West Memphis once again in a man-to-man. Now offensive foul. Looks like an illegal screen called on Annie Norcross. That is Norcross's first personal foul. Team foul number 4 against Mountain Home. And their third turnover of the night with 4:46 left in the half. West Memphis will keep the lead. 16-14 our score. Tucker into the front court for the Lady Blue Devils. Throws her on the right side to Inman. Now up top to Burnett. Burnett will give it to Clark in the paint. And ball's knocked away by Mountain Home. Goes out of bounds. Good defense by the Lady Bombers. West Memphis will inbound it with 4:26 left in the half. It will be Burnett inbounding the ball underneath the basket. Gets in to Clark on the low block. She loses the handle of the ball, and a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home, it looks like. Wow. Lauren Waymeyer picks up her second personal foul. That is the 15th foul against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. 4:24 left in this period. Tucker takes the inbound pass on the right side. 16-14, Lady Blue Devils up. Ball goes down to Burnett in the corner. Back to Tucker. Now we're on the left side to Inman. Inman's going to try for the three. No good. Rebound is being fought for and controlled by Gilbert. And back comes Mount Home. They have another chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. Gilbert into the front court. She'll dribble up to the top. Throws over on the left side to Yates. Yates will dribble up to the top. Gives it there to Norcross. Norcross gives it to Yates on the right. Yates will take the screen from Norcross. Throws it up top to Waymeyer. Over on the left side to Jackson. Jackson takes the screen, goes into the lane, going in for the layup. It will not go. It looked good, but it bounced out, and West Memphis comes up with a rebound. Tucker quickly back the other way, going in for the layup, and no good, but a blocking foul will be called on Aston Yates, and two shots coming up for Anaya Tucker at the free throw line. Aston Yates looked like she was trying to draw the charge, but they called her for the blocking foul. That's her second personal foul, team foul number 6 against the Lady Bombers. So Anaya Tucker... Janiyah Tucker at the free throw line. So far, she is 1 of 1 with 5 points. First free throw is up and good. Kayla Hudson coming in for West Memphis for the first time tonight. It looks like she'll replace Clamisha Prackett. Second free throw for Tucker is up. She gets both. She's now 3-3 from the free throw line with 7 points. Back to a two-possession lead for West Memphis. 18-14 our score with 3:36 left in the half. Now it looks like West Memphis is going with a zone press. Ball goes inbound pass goes to Yates. Now to Norcross. Back to Yates. Yates will give it to Gilbert, who gets it across the timeline. She's met by a double team, gives it to Yates. Up top to Norcross, who immediately tries for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by the Lady Blue Devils. Tucker quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. It will not go. Ball's knocked around, finally controlled by West Memphis. Terica Inman gets the jumper. Terica Inman with 6 points. 20-14, West Memphis leading it. 3:08 left of the half. Jackson inbounds it to Yates. Now to Norcross. Another press, zone press once again. Now ball goes to Yates, who gets it across the timeline, goes into the lane for the layup, no good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 2:55 left of the half. Terica Inman picks up her second personal foul, mounts home already in the double bonus. Aston Yates at the free throw line, where so far she is 4-4 with 9 points. First shot is up, no, and good, excuse me. So she's now in double figures. Emma Wilbur checking back in as Annie Norcross will take a seat. So one more free throw for Yates. Second shot is up, and she gets both. She's a perfect 6 of 6 from the free throw line with 11 points. 20-16, West Memphis up, less than 3 minutes left to the half. Tucker walks the ball into the front court for West Memphis, throws over on the left side to Inman. Now she's going to drill to the elbow, pulls up for the jumper, no good. The rebound is chased down by West Memphis. Going into the lane for the layup was Hudson. She couldn't get it to go, and this time Mounts Home comes up with the board. Here's Yates back the other way. Less than 2.5 minutes left to the half, and now Yates going to be fouled as she dribbles down into the lane. So she'll go to the line for another pair of free throws with 2:27 left of this first half. Terica Inman picks up her third personal foul. So Aston Yates right back to the charity stripe. First free throw for Yates is up. In and out, no good. So she has one more chance to make it a one possession game once again. Terica Inman takes a seat as she'll be replaced by Clamisha Prackett, and for Mountain Home, Cameron Mullen will come back in as Kay Jackson heads to the bench. Yates' second shot is up, and she gets the second one. 1 of 2 on this trip. She now has 12 points. 20-17, back to a three-point margin. Less than 2.5 minutes left of this half. Tucker into the front court for the Lady Blue Devils. Throws over on the left side to, Clark. Now ball goes on the right side to Tucker. Tucker's going to pull up on the corner for the jumper. Good. Janiyah Tucker with 9 points on the night. 22-17, West Memphis up. A little over 2 minutes left of this half. Mullen gives it to Yates, who will get it across the timeline. Now gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert's about to be met by a double team. And her pass was almost knocked away, but Wilbert gets it, finds Yates on the low block. Her shot is blocked, but the Norcross is, Waymeyer's there for the rebound. She can't get it to go. Wilbert gets the rebound, and she gives it to Waymeyer, who quickly goes back up, and she's going to be fouled on the way. And another trip to the free throw line for the Lady Bombers with 1:41 left of the half. Janiyah Tucker with her third personal foul. So Lauren Waymeyer at the free throw line for two shots. First shot is up. In and out, no good. So one more free throw for Waymeyer. Looks like it'll stay a two-possession game even if she gets a second free throw. Waymeyer's second shot is up and good. She gets 1 of 2, her first point of the night. 22-18, the Lady Blue Devils on top. A little over a minute and a half left of this first half. Here's Tucker into the front court. She will give it to Clark. Clark dribbles up at the top. Throws over on the right side to Burnett. Over to Tucker on the left now. Down near the corner goes to Clark. Back to Tucker on the wing. Over now to Hudson. Hudson will give it to Prackett. Now ball goes over to Clark, and she pulls up for the jumper. Good. 24-18, West Memphis up. 1:01 left in this first half. Gilbert gets into the front court to Yates. Finds Gilbert cutting into the lane. Going to pull up for the jumper. And goes off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with 7 points. 24-20. That was a good play there by Mountain Home. Gilbert finding Yates and then quickly going into the lane wide open. And then she gets that jumper. 35 seconds left to the half. Ball goes over to Burnett on the right side. Now over on the left side. Now Tucker has it. She's going to go down into the lane, going in for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound to Prackett. She can't get the foul to go, but draws plenty of contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 22 and a half seconds left of the half. Lauren Waymire picks up her third personal foul. That is the seventh team foul against the Lady Bombers. Prackett so far 1 of 2 from the free throw line with 1 point. She gets the first one here. Annie Norcross checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Lauren Waymire. And Janiyah Tucker is going to take a seat for the Lady Blue Devils as she'll be replaced by Aaliyah Taylor. So one more free throw for Prackett. Second shot is up. Takes a high bounce off the rim and falls in. 26-20, West Memphis leading it. 22 and a half seconds left. Yates and it looks inbound to Norcross, but the ball was knocked away and stolen by West Memphis. They immediately put up the three-pointer. Will not go. And now a foul is going to be called on the rebound. Looks like another two-shot opportunity for Mountain Home. So Kayla Hudson picks up her first personal foul. That is the, again, Mount Home already in the double bonus. So Cameron Mullen at the free throw line for the first time tonight. With 17.6 seconds left. First free throw for Mullen is up. No good. So one more free throw for Mullen. Mullen's second shot is up. Bounce off the front of the iron. Falls in. Her first point of the night. 15 seconds left. Here is Taylor into the front court. Being met by a double team. Now she'll give it to Burnett, who drills to the right side. Now she's going into the corner. Down to 5 seconds. Ball goes down to Prackett. Her turnaround jumper, no good. Mountain Home gets the rebound. Kate Gilbert will not be able to get a shot off to beat the buzzer, and we've reached the end of the first half. Our first two quarters of play are in the books. Our score at the break, West Memphis leading Mountain Home 26-21. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Protect my car. Restrictions may apply. Plans and cost for coverage may vary. Call for details.
These days, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you own a car, truck, or SUV made from 1999 or higher, you could stop paying for car repairs. That's right, you might not have to pay a penny to have it repaired. Just call 800-901-8561 now to see if you qualify. You must have an automobile made from 1999 or higher, and all repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past. Call 800-901-8561 today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. That's right, total protection for your car and no more repair bills. Plus, call 800-901-8561 right now and get free roadside assistance, free towing, free car rental, and free oil changes. Just call 800-901-8561 now to see if your car qualifies. That's 800-901-8561. Never pay for car repairs again. Just call 800-901-8561. 800-901-8561.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.